Guys, welcome in to our first official podcast episode of 2024. Thank you guys so much for going on the ride with us last year. Every single Tuesday, we had dropped a new audio podcast episode, and that will not be changing in 2024. So make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or anywhere else that you listen to our podcast, just so that you never miss a new episode. And in today's episode, it's a topic that we've been wanting to talk about for quite some time, just because I feel like when it comes to your preferences, my preferences, we often meet in the middle when it comes to more jazz rap or like chill hip hop music.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the focus of today's episode, is 20 perfect chill rap songs. So let me ask you, what went into your decision-making process when it came to this episode?
Well, first of all, I want to say Happy New Year. Welcome back into a beautiful year. And you guys could expect all kinds of new episodes from us. And today's going to be no different, because when it came to my curation and like what I looked for, I went through my playlist. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This is a sort of just like subgenre of rap, if you want to call it that, that I'm constantly diving into, just because I've always enjoyed, you know, just laying back, listening to some good rap music, not really having to think too much, but sometimes having to think, actually. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, chilling for me just doesn't mean being senseless with it and, like, kind of just marinating.
It could mean that, though.
It could mean that, and I do have songs for that. But I tried to be a bit interesting with my curation, where, like, I didn't only choose jazz rap songs, or I didn't only choose, like, let's say, Wiz Khalifa songs, you know?
That would be boring.
Like, I wanted to kind of choose a variety of different songs that I've had in my rotation over the years. That was kind of like my curation process. By the way, guys, leave us a 5-star review on the episode if you do enjoy it today. But how about for you, Lou? Well, what went through your curation process, and what did you look for?
Yeah, same for me. Just like, not only my recent playlist, but just music that I've saved throughout my Spotify over the years, and going back and being like, you know, what puts me in a relaxed state of mind every time that I hit play? And that's sort of what formed it for the most for me. And I love chill hip hop music, just because I feel like my body, my mind could just get swayed by the sounds, get swayed by the blissfulness. And having the slow tempo production from a lot of these songs, it always puts you in a great mood. For me, it's always a mood booster.
Yeah, because I didn't necessarily choose songs with like lower BPMs. I have certain songs that are maybe not faster paced, but feel a bit more aggressive than like a lot of chiller songs, because I'm not necessarily...
I don't have any aggressive songs. I have some that are maybe higher in BPM than others, but no aggressive
music. I don't have any aggressive music, but I think that maybe some rapping performances that are a bit more in your face, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you think that chill hip hop is kind of a rarity, maybe, you know, in this new day and age of hip hop?
Absolutely,
where, like,
man,
you do get it here and there, but back in the 2010s, it was at an all-time high.
Yeah, because when you think of like chill hip hop, again, you think about jazz rap, which is not as common anymore. You think about like stoner rap, which is not as common anymore as it was in like the 2010s.
Maybe psychedelic rap.
There's a lot of like subgenres that have not really stood the test of time, unfortunately. Not because they suffered in quality, because no one's really choosing to make that kind of music for the most part.
You have a couple of different artists here and there.
Not as many, though.
I could have gone through 2023 and picked up some good selections.
Actually, funny enough, half of my list is 2023 songs. Like,
really?
I really went with like some recent stuff to put you guys on to some newer artists, as well as just songs I've been recently vibing
to.
Okay,
so what do I got? I think I have
By the way, before we get into your first song on your list, what are some of the rappers or groups that you think of when it comes to chill hip-hop? It could be artists that are on your list or not.
Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, Isaiah Rashad, ASAP Rocky, Currency, Domo Genesis, Saba, Earth Gang. Like, that's really like...
Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, I listen
Isaiah
to Tribe.
Isaiah Rashad.
Old G-Funk. I listen to a lot of old G-Funk when I'm trying to chill out. So I kind of have a mix of that. I got a G-Funk song on here. I have some ASAP Rocky. So let me get into this, all right? So for my first song for today is going to be called Into Deep by Rome Streets off of Kiss the Ring, track number 3. And this one's very interesting because this is a Conductor Williams beat. And what I love about this song is that it's not your traditional, let's say, chill song. It kind of feels like something off of 1999, but that's my kind of hip-hop, like while I'm trying to chill out and just relax. You know, it's just kind of see someone do a bit of like a lyrical exercise, you know, trying to get it to a nice instrumental. And that's what I really like about this song, because you have like the xylophone loop in the back that's provided by Conductor Williams. And I absolutely love the sample flip. And it reminds me of like that old 1999 type of aesthetic that, you know, I love to chill out to on every single day, right? So like I put on Snakes and Waves all the time, and Into Deep kind of like reminds me of that, if that makes sense to you. So if you guys want to go through Kiss the Ring, there's full of rapping performances like this. Not only that, but if you want to chill out and just listen to some good hip hop and lyrical exercise, you have crazy wordplay and lyricism from Rome Streets. Listen to this one. Lots of levels in this shit, son. I ain't even started transcending. The quest to acquire the fortune is never ending. And selling all these Percocets don't come with a pension. Plus, these pills pay me more than all these views and mentions. Hitting lick paranoid, trying to duck the feds. So I really like the lyricism from Rome Streets on this, getting in more of a meditative type of bag. The production is beautiful. The xylophone sample, as I said, is super relaxing. So I think it's something good for your rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I never expected to see Rome Streets in a list like this, to be honest. But yeah, I guess Into Deep could maybe fit into the chill hip-hop category. So yeah, much love to Rome Streets. My first pick is going to be 2021 Vibes by Lucky. Came out in 2023, and this is easily one of my most played songs right now.
People hated on this selection for you for TikTok. I'm not sure if you saw it.
Yes, yes.
People really didn't like this selection.
Bro, I don't care, man. I love this song. I've been bumping it heavy since it came out, and I think I love it so much because it came from an artist that I didn't really mess with before Sex Money Drugs came out. So like, this was sort of like my wake up moment of like, finally Lucky is clicking for me with a couple of songs off of this album. I love the production. I think that Cash Cobain is one of my favorite up and coming producers, just because he's been Billy, you know, he's been having a list of solid credits. He also produced on Calling for You by Drake, which it's not my favorite song, but cool to see him getting big mentions there. Also produced on a Pink Pantherist song called Nice to Meet You. And he's sort of known for like New York sample-based drill beats, where he'll take old samples that are sort of being like pulled from various genres and recontextualized to make these drill or trap beats. So I love his style. I think he's very unique, and he has a lot to offer in the new year. And he's definitely the MVP of the song. You get these hard-hitting drum patterns all throughout it, and you have like this 80s synth retro melody, which really gives you that nostalgic vibe. And I just find it so funny how in 2023 he made a song about 2021 vibes, as if like 2 years ago is such a nostalgic time. I found that pretty funny. But he's rapping in a very relaxed tone and mood, and he's having fun. And this is one of those more mindless songs where I don't have to think too much.
Yeah, it's a very chill listen. But I feel like that's the case for a lot of
Lucky's music.
Yeah, well, not only that, Sex Money Drugs from 2023 was a great listen.
Yeah,
it was a great listen. So W pick there, but let me go on to my next pick, and this is going to be Nautica by Currency featuring Made in Tokyo, off of his album Back at Bernie's that released back in 2019. I'm not sure if this is considered an album or a mixtape, but it's only 10 songs, so maybe it's considered a mixtape or an EP format, but I'm not sure. You guys could confirm that for me, but this production is really what gets it for me, okay? So the beat was done by Zoom 808, who also did, like, you know, moves by Big Sean, Group Home and Real Love on Super Slimy and much more. It has Chief Keef credit. And it's not your traditional trap production, because the song is called Nautica, and that's exactly what you're getting out of the loop, is that you feel like you're at sea. It feels like an aquatic type beat, but it doesn't feel like wavy or anything like that. It's just, it's very hazy, and it almost feels like you smoked a big blunt to your face, and like, now it's game over. You're sitting on the couch and you're sitting down. And what's cool too is that you get these big 808s, right? Because obviously 808 Mafia is known for their trap productions and always being the best at laying down some of the best 808s in the game. And what's interesting is that they're not really aggressive or fast paced. They just thump. And that's exactly what you want with this. It's just like, woo, it's almost woozing. And you get a verse from Currency, you get a verse from Made in Tokyo. Currency's verse is just, it's run of the mill for him. You know, you don't really have to do much concentrating on it. He's just saying a bunch of cool shit, like he ordered in his Cullinan and it's coming in now. Or stuff like, example, like he took the risks to be able to acquire wealth and to live the lifestyle that he wants to live, and it could have gone all wrong and he could have ended up, you know, behind bars. And then you get Made in Tokyo on the second verse, that's more in his like fashion bag, talking about like culturally like relevant brands like Louis Vuitton, Rick Owens, you know, let's say Tom Sachs, talking about wearing his Yeezys on tour. So it's very mellow and like lighthearted when it comes down to the subject matter, but it's really the production that carries it for me. And then once you get into that second part from Made in Tokyo, he has around like 3 or 4 flow switches depending on like on the way that you want to look at it, but it's really cool. It's a super easy song to consume. It's also short in runtime, so and it's been in my rotation for a long time at this point. So
I'm here for the Made in Tokyo comeback, bro. I feel like he's never had like that one album that everyone loved and like celebrated, and maybe that's why he never really took off like that. But fuck, man, I want to see it.
You're familiar with the song, obviously.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the song, but I'm just thinking about how many Made in Tokyo features and performances I've enjoyed over the years.
I was even thinking about bringing in Golden Chrome. That was another song that I was thinking about bringing in from Currency. I could do a whole Currency episode.
Oh, yeah.
For this, for chill rap.
I didn't bring any, but yeah, I could have easily. But yeah, next up, I have Papers by Marco Plus. And this is one of the songs that I was playing before a live stream or something. You're like, oh shit, what the fuck is this? And this is a song that is off of an album which is called, what is the album called? I believe it's called Joints. Let me make sure about that.
Nice.
If I'm not mistaken, let me see.
So just pure smoking music.
That's what's crazy is that, yeah, it is called Joints. It's crazy because to hear a stoner hip-hop album in 2023 is so rare, and this is definitely Wiz Khalifa and Currency inspired. And what's funny is that on the album cover, he wrote weed rap, a forgotten subgenre, and that made me intrigued. Once I saw that, I'm like, okay, he's going to probably try to come in and sort of restore that feeling, and that's what he does throughout the album, and this is one of the highlights off of the project. And what's crazy is that he's an Atlanta rapper, so to hear someone from ATL rapping with this slow, sort of drugged out flow and cadence is very unique to me. You have a beautiful dreamy beat on here with some triumphant trumpets, some trap drums, laser sound effects, and it just felt like a cool way of infusing old and new aesthetics production wise.
Really, cool.
really wins me over, excuse me, is Marco Plus's performance, because he has these witty one-liners. For example, little boy trying to cross me, I do him like Iverson, I put three in his back. Or something like, I'm hitting two twins like Johnny, not the one you contest. Like, not the most complex lyricism, but easy one-liners that are clever enough that you can catch on and be like, hey, I caught that one. I was fire.
Or if you're smoking a J, you're just like,
that's
oh,
it.
Fuck.
You're vibing,
that's cool, bro. Yeah, absolutely.
Some cool one-liners.
Did you
but
go
yeah.
through the rest of the album, by the way?
I did go through the rest of the album. There's also Dr. Dot on there. He has a great verse. It's a really fun album.
Oh,
really?
Shit, Dots on the album?
Yeah, Dots on the album, too. There's some nice features. Very, very, very fun album. And yeah, it's definitely fitting for a smoker playlist or for a chill hip-hop playlist.
That's
so.
A huge W. Yeah. But okay, let me go on to the next one. This is going to be a Flatbush Zombie song called Good Grief off of 3001,
nice.
A Laced Odyssey. And this is not your traditional chill hip-hop, but like, what's just cool about it is that when I was younger and my cousin and I and, like, you know, the boys, we used to smoke up a bit. And whenever you used to put on Flatbush Zombies, this would be a regular song in our rotation. And what's interesting is that this is one out of the two songs off of this album that does not feature Michi Darko. So the reason why I say it's kind of chill is because Michi has like a lot more of an aggressive demeanor. Is a lot more brash with his delivery. So this is only seeing Michi and Eric attack it. And there's these beautiful glistening violins that ring off of the production courtesy of Eric, the architect, one of the most underrated producers in the 2010s hip hop scene. I really do mean that. And what's interesting is that, you know, you get the first verse and also chorus from Eric. And then after that, you get your second verse from Zombie. And what's cool is that usually Zombie Juice is very like extravagant with his flow and delivery. He's usually trying to push his boundaries as far as what he could do with his delivery and like the types of notes that he could hit. But with this, it's straight Zombie Juice, and it's just them meditating, and it's just like them really talking about drugs, talking about getting high, talking about like, you know, my mind's on a different angle, don't worry about this paper. Like, it's on a completely different level, and I've always connected to it whenever I'm chilling out, whenever I'm trying to have like maybe a good smoke session, whatever the case may be. This was always a mainstay in my rotation. So yeah, there we go. This was another one
W.
for your rotation.
Absolute W. Next up for me, it's going to be Cazzo Lopez by Ven, featuring Mick Jenkins and Masego. And I mean, for my selections, I feel like up to this point, I've been definitely gearing more towards the instrumental, and that's no different here. Like, this is definitely the instrumental that makes it fall into the chill hip hop lane. And I feel like that's important because the production was what sort of creates the vibe and the atmosphere of the song. So you absolutely need the beat more than anything else to feel, you know, sort of mellow and relaxing. But Ven is a very talented producer and saxophonist. He's from the UK. He's already worked with artists like Burna Boy, Beyonce, Wizkid Black, and many other people. And he's known for his saxophone playing. Like, that's really the main staple within a lot of his beats, which I find really cool. And he'll often mix in like elements of drill and other subgenres. And I feel like a lot of producers have been doing that lately, where they'll take classical approaches to music and fuse it in with more trendy or more current sounds. And Ven is someone else that's doing that, and the production here just sounds like It's dipped in like sunlight. It's warm in feeling. It's very breezy. And what's cool is that, you know, you have Mick Jenkins singing on here, and he's also rapping with a lot of dominance in terms of his tone. And Mick Jenkins over like any high octane jazz beat is always going
to
be a glitch.
Yeah, even like What Am I to Do with Kay Shernada? That's another like song you could have included for this episode.
Oh yeah, easily.
Dude, that was one that I was considering actually for Mick Jenkins, but I figured you'd probably bring in a Mick Jenkins recommendation.
Absolutely. Masego is also on here. He has some flavorful melodies on the hook right after Mick Jenkins' verse. And that's pretty much it. Just beautiful music. And you also have a beautiful saxophone solo at like the 2 minute mark. That's really worth checking out. So Casa Lopez, what
Huge
do you got
W.
next?
Next one, I have Wanderer by Domo Genesis, track 3 on Genesis, a self-titled album that released back in 2016. And this is an underrated listen as a whole. I feel like if you've never gone through this album, do yourselves a favor and fuck my recommendation. Just start from the beginning and go all the way to the end. But Wanderer is the perfect track for your chill playlist. And I feel like this one's a bit more conventional out of my picks. I tried to be a bit more original with my previous ones. Some that don't maybe fit the mold for a beautiful chill rap song, but ones that could evoke that emotion, but this one is guaranteed to put you on your ass. And I feel like that's the case because you get this beautiful jazzy production by Cam Obi, who's also done multiple different placements for SZA, even did Cocoa Butter Kisses for Chance the Rapper. So you know what type of realm you're getting into once you get into this type of production. Not only that, but you get an incredible bridge and hook from Tay Walker, who lays down these incredible vocals. And every time I close my eyes, I end up in the summer skies flying over paradise. Yeah, and every time I go to sleep, I end up in a lucid dream. I could do anything. Like, you get what I'm trying to say with the lyrics, too. It's very positive. It's very enlightening. And then you're only getting one verse from Domo Genesis. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it's his least aggressive verse, I feel like, on the entire album. But yet, it's very profound. It's very meditative. So it's a track that you could absolutely get yourself into. And I just think across the board, from the feature, production, and even performance from the rapper himself, it should be a mainstay in your rotation. But
yeah,
yes,
whole album is great and great underrated listen. For sure.
Even the outro on the song is cool too. You get a bit of like a spoken word at the end. So I like spoken words too on chill rap songs. I do.
If it's like a segment of a song, I'm not big on like a full fucking like
I am
Auntie Diaries type of spoken
no,
word.
No, but we're not talking
song,
about Auntie Diaries,
you know?
But like a 2007, like a Last Call. I keep that shit on, bro. I have never turned off Last Call after like his monologue. I always found it super inspiring and like the production.
Yeah, if you're in the mood to hear someone talk, but if you want to listen to music, for me, it's not my favorite. But let me move on to a new artist discovery I made this year. So the song is going to be Pushing Buttons by Asha Imuno. And he's a rapper and artist that started bubbling this year and actually got put on because of Joey Hip Hop and Team Dreamville. They made some posts about him. I'm like, okay, well, let's see what he's about. The snippet sounded good enough. And I'm really impressed. He definitely could sound like he would fit into the Dreamville camp. He's also very reminiscent of Cimino to me, just because throughout this song, he can definitely transform his tones in terms of being able to start off beautifully singing the chorus and then moving into more of an aggressive rapping bag and then moving into more of a melodic rapping bag. So definitely very willing to play around with his tones, his cadences. So that's really something that struck a chord with me. I also love how airy the inflections are on this. His voice will really win you over without a doubt.
Are like they more deep and profound, or are they more mellowed out?
They're light. They feel there's
cool.
No weight to them.
Oh,
if
I see what you're saying
sense.
With the Cimino.
They feel like they're floating
over
the production. And there's very these nice dissonant strings that are ringing in back. Beautiful beat as well. And the subject matter is also pretty profound. He's sort of rapping about like wanting to own up to his own wrongdoings and sort of face himself and face the consequences of his actions and his past mistakes. So for a very singy song type of rap song, he gets pretty profound, which is refreshing. And just phenomenal song. So check out Asha Imuno because he's definitely someone that's on my radar. But what do you got next?
All right, next one. Let's go to 1994. This is a classic, and this is going to be called Big Pimpin' by the Dog Pound. And this was made for the Above the Rim movie that
released. Great soundtrack, man.
Yeah, it has a great soundtrack. And this was actually a song that I was put onto by Mark Lux on his story. He posted a video of himself roller skating, and this was the song that was in the background. And I went in right away, and I'm like, I feel like I've heard this song before, especially, you know, when I was younger. And lo and behold, I figured out, hey, yeah, it's actually from the Dog Pound. So When you get into this song, I mean, it's your classic G-Funk type of song that is beautiful for your chill rotation. And G-Funk is like the ultimate chillax music. Like, there is nothing like putting on a Dog Pound album or putting on some old, let's say, Nate Dogg or Warren G, putting on some old Snoop or Dr. Dre and just absolutely kicking it. Even if you don't smoke weed, like, just enjoying the types of melodies and haziness from this subgenre is really peak for me when I'm trying to chill out. So getting at the Big Pimpin', it's very interesting because you have Daz Dillinger actually like rapping on this for the first verse. And it's interesting because Daz is obviously an incredible and iconic producer, has incredible placements like Two of America's Most Wanted, Ambitions as a Rider, Murder Was the Case, Lil Ghetto Boy, These Nuts, Scandalous, like you name it, he's done it. And what's interesting is that the way that he sets up the scene is really cool. It's kind of like, you know, It Was a Good Day sort of vibe where like he's talking about waking up, he's talking about going through his day to day, what it's like to kind of live in Los Angeles. It's very interesting. And then you get Snoop Dogg for the bridge and the second verse. And it's classic Snoop Dogg. You know, it's nothing crazy. I wouldn't say it's like Doggy style caliber, but you have his classic iconic line for the bridge.
Does he have the best performance on it?
No, I'm going to tell you he has the best performance very soon. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind, we do this every day about the same time. Biatch, and then boom, Nate Dogg comes in for the chorus. There you go. And he has the best performance from and then like his chorus is beautiful because obviously he's extending his notes and his lines out. I was at the park one day, that's when I saw her face. And then like he's getting into like his melodies. It's really a good song. And there's a bit of a spoken word at the end. I like the spoken
word. Another spoken word. Okay.
Fuck it. Why not?
Just going crazy with the spoken word.
It's cinematic, especially like if you smoke the J or you're trying to chill out, you're just like, man, let's marinate and let's just listen. Let's have a conversation. So the song is incredible, released back in 1994. I think it would be great for your rotation, so enjoy that for me.
All right, next one for me. I was really happy to be able to make this discovery this year, and I feel like maybe I heard it through the Explore page on Instagram or on TikTok somewhere, but if I'm not mistaken, this artist only has like 19,000 monthly listeners, so
awesome.
That's a W. So the song is called Powerpuff Boys by an artist named Family Perfume. Very
that's an
interesting
and
original name.
That's an original name for the track.
17,000 monthly listeners. The song only has 15,000 streams. And it's a song that I don't want to do too much explaining to do. It's really like you have to hear it to get it.
Oh, I understand.
But I will say this. It's a very dope soul sample that's on loop for a minute 45 seconds. And he's just spitting some dope bars all across entire beat. He's a UK rapper. And it sounds like something that maybe The Alchemist or Nick Craven would make for one of the Griselda guys in terms of the production.
That's very cool.
Where it's not one of the more like gritty sounding beats, but definitely within that soul sample loop elegance. And what's really interesting is that within such a short amount of time, all the lyrics are so thought-provoking that
really
he
cool.
leaves you wanting to guess what his next rhyme is going to be after every single line. He has lines on here that I feel like no other rapper is really putting into their lyrics. I'm like, this is actually original shit. For example, Google Translate to talk to fans, had to turn friends into fans. Then he also raps, people putting dirt on my name, but it's dirt that make you grow. So a lot of like lyricism about elevation. That's some of my favorite type of talk that you can get from a rapper. As I said, only a minute 45 seconds. Do yourselves the favor, because I was really, really impressed by Family Perfume.
How many songs are we into right now?
I think we were halfway. We did five deep
halfway.
Each.
Yeah. I did Big Pimpin', I did Nautica, I did Into Deep, Good Grief, and then what else did I do? I did Wanderer.
Yep.
Yes, I did those five songs. Okay, let me go on to my next selection. This is going to be Practice off of Bandana. This is like an ultimate Freddie Gibbs song for me. And it's not one that gets a lot of love on Bandana, right? Because you go through this track list and, of course, stuff like Palm Olive, Half Mean, Half Cocaine, Freestyle Shit, Crime Pays, Fake Names for Me in Situations are my favorite. Even Giannis gets a lot of love. But when you get into Practice, it's interesting because it's one of the more slower tempo songs off of the album. And it's interesting because when you get into the song, you get this beautiful Donny Hathaway sample that gets chopped up throughout the entire production. And it's kind of like his backing vocals that make up, you know, the most of the loop. And what's interesting is that instead of Freddie Gibbs talking about the streets or like where, you know, where he's been at and the regular gangster tales and stuff like that, it's him talking about being in a predicament with a love triangle. angle, you know, like the woman that he loves and, you know, the woman that, you know, he wants to see. And then after that, his baby mama. And then like how that kind of like comes to a full circle moment for him. So it's actually really cool because, you know, he's in this distant relationship and he's going through the tales of it. So I feel like the content matter was really interesting, especially for Freddie Gibbs. But it's really the production that carries this for me, you know. And you could like close your eyes and listen to this production on loop, and you don't even need Freddie Gibbs on this, if I'm being completely honest with you.
He has more than a couple of these like chill hip hop songs in his catalog.
Oh,
I
yes,
feel
he does,
like you
absolutely.
Look at Babies and Fools, you look at Something to Rap About, both of those off of Alfredo. Like, there's a lot within his catalog that could fit.
Absolutely. And by the way, the sample is Donny Hathaway's Make It On Your Own. So it's very, it's a beautiful sample flip. And I think one that's a great addition for your rotation. So go ahead. What do you got next?
Yeah, so I have Universal Studios by The Alchemist and Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, classic.
This was part of like the mid-2010s, late-2010s run where Alchemist was doing like his craft singles, a sort of bundle that he was releasing singles loosely and then ended up forming onto a vinyl that was only available for physical. Really cool concept there. But yeah, amazing song, and it really takes me back to the golden era of Wiz Khalifa, the Kush and OJ Rolling Paper days, because he's rapping about smoking and having a good time and his lifestyle, but he's doing it over fucking top-notch production. And to me, this is Wiz's best song of the last 10 years.
This is one of my cousin's favorite songs.
And it's not even in his catalog, and it's his best song in the last 10 years.
Song?
No.
Never.
Because 2018, I stopped. By that time, I really
stopped smoking at this point.
But
yeah.
I would have loved to, for sure. Carefully putting his rhymes together, Uncle Al goes into full magician mode, bro. I love the abstract samples he chopped up here. Boom, drip, the boom bap drums, everything in between. One of my favorite Al beats ever. I'll really say that.
I really
think it's one of his best beats ever.
It's really lush. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful production.
And what's cool is that you get Wiz on his melodic bag for the hook. Amazing song.
Whenever Wiz gets into that bag, it's game over.
Yeah.
There's no one that doesn't like him for that type of bag.
So, guys, if you want to hear Wiz's best song, in my opinion, from the last 10 years or so, Universal
Studios. You think my cousin Chris would agree with you on that?
Yeah, but he likes a lot of the new Wiz
shit,
so I don't know, bro.
No, that's his bias kicking
in.
That's his Wiz bias kicking in.
I think when it comes down to it, he would probably be admitting
it. You guys will
it.
Never meet a bigger Wiz fan than my cousin Chris.
No.
This guy is deep into his catalog.
Like a stan. Forget fan. Like he's
I bought
stan.
Him the 10-year anniversary of Rolling Papers.
Oh, that's what was upstairs.
Yes,
I thought that was
gift.
For you.
That's his gift, yeah.
Sick.
He's going to get it like tonight or tomorrow.
Birthday gift.
Yeah, birthday gift, because his birthday's near Christmas, right? So got him that in a bottle of grappa.
What day is it?
29th. It's his 29th. Birthday today.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Thank God.
Yeah,
Thank God we fall into this conversation.
Nick called me today. He's like, it's your cousin's birthday. I'm like, yeah, it's today.
Okay, there we go.
Because he just got back from Florida.
Oh, he got back today.
He got back
fire.
Yeah, he had a good time. All right, let me continue on with this. All right, let's go on to my next selection. And this is going to be What's Up off of Live Love ASAP by ASAP Rocky, produced by Clams Casino. If I had to do a list of my top 10 favorite ASAP Rocky songs, this would be top 5. It would be automatically top five, no fucking debate. It was one of my favorite ASAP Rocky productions I have ever heard, courtesy, obviously, of Clams Casino. And I feel like the Clams Casino and ASAP Rocky synergy is at an all-time high. It's you know when you watch Breaking Bad and the purity of the meth was at like an all-time high? Like the synergy between ASAP Rocky and Clams Casino here is at an all-time high. You're not going to get higher than this.
When isn't it at an
all-time
high?
But this is serious, though. This is absolutely crazy. And I'm not sure it's because of like, you know, see me in the hood, the gangsta saying, what's up? And like the way that he extends it. Or even just like his verse, like, back once again, sipping hen, mixed with juice and gin, bitches in, couple lady friends, counting Benjamin. There we go. Crazy. Crazy fucking shit. There is way too many times I've bumped this song. And I feel like maybe if you're a newer fan of hip hop, or you guys have just started following the platform, maybe you haven't heard me talking about this song before, but I feel like for a perfect chill rap song, there's nothing better off of this album, in my opinion. It's crazy because you get this very hazy production by Clams Casino. I don't even know what to call the instrumental in back. Like, if you had to say it off the top of your head, what instrument would that be?
I don't know. I'd have to hear
it again. I'd have to probably go back and hear it again, but I was just trying to figure it out today, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm not that musically inclined, and I don't know my music. Like,
probably
I think
like
I
some synthesized keys.
Yeah, like it's something on that, but it's very like hazy.
Yeah.
And like they're very consistent. So I don't know. It was hard to make out for me, but it's one of my favorite songs off of Live Love ASAP. Track number 4. Yeah, on a stack track list.
Yeah, that's easily a top 10 Rocky song for me as well.
Absolutely. So I wanted to bring that in. Add that to your playlist.
All right, Shine by Joey Badass is going to be my next pick.
So you thought I was going to bring this in?
I thought you were going to bring it in just because it's been in my rotation. I feel like I've heard you play it recently a few times, so it's also in your rotation.
Actually, I wasn't going back through Shine, but I was going back to 2000 today.
Oh, 2000.
I was going back to 2000 today, this morning.
Always an enjoyable time.
Always an enjoyable time.
But yeah, Joey Badass rapping over Roy Ayers' Everybody Loves the Sunshine. That's a recipe for fucking greatness right there, man. And what's crazy is that, like, I remember hearing the fucking snippet that Joey played on his IG, and I'm like, oh, fuck, he's never going to drop this, bro. I'm like, this sounds so good. It's too good for it to ever come out.
Yeah, it's too good to be true.
And then it ended up fucking coming out in the light pack, thank God. And Static Selector did a fantastic job of maintaining the essence of the Roy Ayers song, but also speeding up the tempo and adding his own drums. So cool to hear Joey rap over more of like a funk vibe for a change.
Yeah.
And Joey's delivery is soft, but also serious. It's sort of like him spilling like late night bedroom thoughts as he's sort of looking up at his walls, the way that I always imagined it. And he's giving you perspectives that no rappers from this generation will, saying, fuck buying cars, I'm buying back my masters. And also rapping about, like, investing into properties with his father. Like, I just love that he raps about all these purposeful things, but also manages to give us, like, this very wavy hook. Like, he nailed it in terms of giving you a lyrically dense song, but also giving you the accessibility through the hook that anybody could sort of sing along to. So, fucking W, one of my favorite Joey songs. And that's it. What do you have next?
I
got three left. You got four left. Yeah.
I got three left, no?
Did you start?
I did start. I did in too deep. I started in too deep.
I know I have three songs. So, yeah.
I got three more songs left.
Yeah.
I could go back through the notes after, and I could tell you how much, just in case. Bro, I could go through my fucking playlist right now. I'll give you a whole other episode of 20 other chill rap songs. But okay, let me go on to Donuts by Isaiah Rashad, a song that you've heard me play in the studio too many times, I think, at this point. You're probably sick of it.
No, I still fuck with the song.
The House is Burning, the Homies Begged version, and this is kind of like the extended version, deluxe version of The House is Burning. And it's probably my most played song out of this entire era, I'm being honest with you. I don't think it's better than like a Rest in Peace Young or a Headshots, or even a Dark Side, but it's definitely up there as one of my just favorites to put on and just chill out to. And it's a very hazy and like slow Isaiah Rashad song. And that's what I really liked about The House is Burning, is that you had these performances that were sprinkled in through the entire tracklist, but I do feel like it was really at its peak off of Donuts. And what's interesting is that he had gone to an IG Live and previewed the entire song. And like Isaiah Rashad likes to do, you know, you'll never really see it ever again if he does that.
Yep.
But it ended up coming out. And it came out on the deluxe version, so I was very happy about that. Produced by D. Sanders. Kind of like, you know, the Clams Casino to A$AP Rocky, D. Sanders to Isaiah Rashad. Like, that is a recipe for a successful chill song. And it's just cool because, you know, you have Isaiah Rashad kind of like be more confident within this one, you know, like he's owning up to his shit, saying you fucking with the greatest, we did it for forever, we in it for forever, just kind of saying like I'm here to stay, I'm a mainstay, I built my legacy in this shit, then no one could really fuck with it. You get a fantastic feature from UMI. She has an incredible, not vocal performance, but like these incredible melodies on the second verse. It really, really rings off well. And then it's also a really cool song structure if you actually get into it, because you get a bunch of post choruses and main choruses. So it's not the most like lyrically profound Isaiah Rashad song, but it's one that you could just kind of be mindless with.
I feel like if you're high, like just sinking into your couch, like this is the one.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really the one. So yeah. Another song for your rotation. It's really sick. Enjoy that for me, please.
All right. Next up, Earth by Mac Miller featuring Future. So before I even tell you I'm a fan of this song, just the fact that I'm seeing that there is a Mac Miller Future song that is out there should make you guys want to listen to this song. This is actually on Live from Space, the live album where he had done live versions of like all the Watching Movies songs. But this was featured as like a bonus song because there was three or four songs that were cut from Watching Movies that made it onto this live album version. And Earth with Future was actually one of them. So you have a very wholesome, bright jazz composition, piano key, saxophone. It sounds very surreal, very ethereal. And that's what I love so much about this song, is that you never get to hear Future over productions like this. But you get to hear it on something like Earth. And Mac Miller wins the song over for me just because very relatable subject matter. He's rapping about sort of being in his happy place, being in his comfort zone, in his home studio. He tells us sort of about like how he likes how the mic is set up at the perfect sort of height and how everything is sort of the way he wants it to be in that place of comfort for him. And that's something that I think a lot of us could relate to, is just having an area in your home or somewhere in public, wherever it is, where you just feel at peace and you feel like you are exactly where you need to be at a certain time. He sort of takes you through that, and he's singing about sort of meeting a woman that he likens to an angel. The performance from Mac Miller is super well-rounded, and Future, like I said, shockingly sounds amazing over the jazz beat. And yeah, I just can't believe how much chemistry they had on the song. So love that he didn't make it like a Future-esque song for Future. He didn't make it a Future song. He made Future step into his world.
Well, you have to play into Mac Miller. I never really heard Mac Miller play into anyone else's world.
No.
Maybe a couple of times. But no, regardless, though, I feel like you'd have to...
Not much. Rarely.
Very minimal. Yeah, it's very minimal. Yeah. But regardless, I'm going to have to check that out after this. But let me go on to my next recommendation. This is going to be Ziploc by Saba. And this was a song that I thought was absolutely going to make it on Few Good Things. I really thought this was going to be the one that made it.
Fucking
because it was one of the songs that got the best reception from the entire run that he went off of from 2018 into 2022. So Ziploc's a very interesting song concept. And if you guys have watched the podcast maybe before on YouTube, I think I've spoken about it in my 2021 Best Songs episode where I included this. It's very interesting because Saba's attacking you from two different mindsets, one from being in California in the first verse and the second one being in Bronx, New York. And what's interesting is that in California, kind of has like this epiphany about like, you know, the life that he used to live and, you know, what it was like growing up in Chicago and all the type of pain that he endured. And then once you get into the Bronx section on verse two, it's very interesting because like, now the song concept comes to a full circle because he doesn't have to live around Ziplocs anymore. He doesn't have to live around drugs. He doesn't have to live around poverty. He says, this is the life I want to live. This is the life that I worked for, kind of championing himself and kind of being happy with what he has. So, I really enjoy the song, not only for its concept, but also for the aesthetic of it, because you get this incredible jazzy production from Coop the Truth and D. Phelps. It's really nice as a composition, and like it's very mellow when it comes to Saba's vocals as well. Saba's a type of artist that if you want to get into like a chill space, you want to get meditative, you want to just enjoy rap music, because you could do both where like you're really thinking about the music and listening to it in like its entirety. Let's say on, you know, songs like Calligraphy, for example, that was another song that I could bring in. But with this, I feel like you could do both where you're enjoying it, you're having fun with it. And it's not too long of a song either, because you don't have the biggest extended verses from Saba. You only have two verses, and then you have the choruses with "Ain't It a Ziploc," went and got a wristwatch, "Cop, I'll never respond, anytime I risk my life, clocking out the TikTok, watch it all on TikTok." It's just interesting.
Yeah.
As far as rhythms as well for the chorus. So I wanted to bring this in. Enjoy that.
Yeah,
so.
Great concept of that one. But all right, taking it back to the 90s, my only 90s song on my list, it's "Nothing to Do" by Common off of his Resurrection album. Classic album to me. Super underrated. Song has a groovy bass line, some lively trumpets, boom bap drums. It's pure bliss. Absolutely beautiful beat. And it's really a song about Common cruising through the streets of Chicago and just riding out with his homies, like just for the sake of taking a drive. Nice. And just chilling out, picking up some girls, and having a good time. And that's something that is so relatable, especially during the high school days, like just going for the drive, for a drive for the sake of going for a drive, and just going to places you've never been before because now your homie has a car.
Do you wish you could do more of that?
I mean,
we did a lot.
I have the memories, and that's kind of
we've had
that's
the pleasure
cool.
of doing it in different cities as well. We've seen a lot of shit. We never really liked to stay in when we were younger either. So
for sure. Great song. It feels like just like an expression of his youth, of his freedom as he was a teenager. And when it comes to 90s songs, like Common has so many soulful, beautiful jazz rap songs. And this is like a prime example of one of those laid back tunes that you could just vibe to at any given point. Timeless music. So I had to bring that in. But
all right, should I end this off with myself?
Well, yeah, we have a song each to go through. Yeah,
yeah, I have one more, and then you have one.
Yeah,
more, right?
What do you got?
All right, so this is going to be Masterpiece by Earth Gang off of Strays with Rabies,
nice.
Track number 7. An album that gets often forgot about. I feel like, especially in the community, and the maybe when you have to talk to Dreamville fans, yes, people, you know, love the album and they champion it, but like it's never in discourse,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially for the Dreamville fans. So going back to this album, it's interesting because I was a big advocator for this album, especially when you and I started to discover Earth Gang and we went through it more and more and more. And
what was that, like 2018? 18-ish?
2018.
Yeah,
that's when we really started to get into Earth Gang. What's interesting about Strays with Rabies is that there's a bunch of fantastic songs, but I'm a big fan of Masterpiece. You get these incredible acoustic strings throughout the entire production provided by Shine, who has other Earth Gang placements as well. And then after that, it's the classic Earth Gang duo of Dot and Johnny Venus coming together and just, or should I say Olu now, and for just two verses, bro, about absolutely everything and anything. You know, you get... John, you know, because it says Johnny Venus on
The names are sort of interchangeable.
Yeah,
you know? I feel
but
like
I call
they
him Olu,
use both of
but like
them.
When we're in person, like we call him Olu.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's you have Olu getting into his bag on verse two, talking about his relationship with a girl, talking about how, you know, always got to struggle with the follow through. You know, standing under waterfalls, calling you. It's kind of like him serenading. You know, it's kind of him like pouring out his heart to this woman. Don is getting more in like his. You know, Dot vibe, if I could say that. You know, he's not really like... What's interesting about Dot's writing is that it's all over the place, if that makes sense to you. It's very sporadic. And I really like this little part that he has in his verse, especially the flow that he catches here. Old Ford, old Dodge, old dude, hodgepodge, hot porridge in the soles of my feet. Shout out to Solo, 47 killing souls for free. I really like the little pocket that he picks up there. But it's a very chill song. It's very relaxing to listen to. And especially for Earth Gang, like you might find like a lot more manic productions from them and performances. But this... It's very calm. It's very relaxing. You could get in a bag. And I feel like maybe with this song, I could prompt you guys to get back into this album experience because Strays with Rabies is a very underrated project. And I don't think there's any skips on this album as well. You know, you got a lot of good stuff on here, like Liquor Store, Missed Calls, Mama Told Me. Great stuff all throughout it. So that's going to be my last song for today. All
right. My next pick is Z4L by Smino featuring Barry and J2.
Oh, crazy song.
And yeah, listen, when it comes to Smino, he's definitely one of the best artists when it comes to chill hip-hop. And yeah, he's one of the go-to guys. The instrumental I absolutely love because it has this futuristic jazz sound. You have these laser sound effects, some silenced guns that are sort of shooting off in the back, which again really adds to like this futuristic aesthetic. And Smino and company are sort of rapping about like just having fun, getting down and dirty with some girls, smoking some weed, just living the high life, you could say.
Yeah.
And yeah, Smino has a variety of flows, vocal pitches. Like he really has a transformative performance as usual and great chemistry with the two other artists that he's rapping alongside with. And I think what I love the most about this song is that it's a very raunchy song when you look at the writing of it, but it never... is raunchy at the sacrifice of the music's quality or the performances. Like, they really made sure to give you an enjoyable song despite all the raunchiness that's within it. So, all this to say, you guys often question me for always being very critical for raunchiness in hip-hop, but it could be done right and it could be done wrong, in my opinion. So,
very true.
That's why I wanted to bring in Z4L. Amazing song, but... yeah, guys, it's going to wrap up the episode for today. Let us know what are your favorite chill songs, maybe in the Q&A section that you guys could interact with. As Ant mentioned, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you can give us a rating. It would mean the world to us. You guys have already shown out. I think I've seen over like 5,000 ratings on the platform. So the ratings, the reviews, they all go a long way in supporting the community out here. So much love to you guys, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.